Peanut farmers have had a great product over the years, peanut butter, where about 65 to 70% of the peanuts go into that major product, which is about 26% protein. Today, April the 2nd, is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, the PB&J Sandwich Day. It is the favorite lunchtime sandwich of most American kids and many adults. Some kids practically live off of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. The big celebration is happening in New York City. America's peanut farmers, volunteers, and partners are racing the clock to make 1,000 PB&Js in 1 hour. That's right, on National PB&J Day in New York City. The event is being sponsored by the National Peanut Board, brings together partners, which is Which, also Skippy, and One Sandwich at a Time. It's three partners up with the National Peanut Board, with the culmination of 4 days of the perfectly powerful peanut pop-up in New York City. The event was Thursday in the corner of Roger Smith Hotel in New York City. They had interviews with Bob Parker, CEO of the National Peanut Board, farmer board members from the National Peanut Board, Jeff Sanelli, founder and CEO with the Which, who has the Project PB&J Day, Aaron Dinan, founder of One Sandwich at a Time, and Stephanie Grudenfelder, of Peanut Butter for the Hungry. The peanut farmers and the volunteers were trying to make 1,000 PB&J sandwiches in 1 hour. But the National Peanut Board has had a big promotion going on all week in New York City, and that is the culmination of it. The National Peanut Board, their 4 days in New York City, gave people the opportunity to stop by their perfectly powerful peanut pop-up tent in space right downtown New York City, where they could learn about peanut farmers, make their pictures with peanut farmers, and learn about the sustainability and find out how peanuts are helping to feed people in need around the world. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.